To Victoria now, where farmers have funded tens of thousands of dollars for research, not into the effects of gas exploration, but into the economics of the industry. Today, the researchers have presented their findings to a state parliamentary committee considering the industry's future, as Tom Nightingale reports.
The huge potential and possible risks of coal seam and shale gas are particularly controversial in Victoria's Otway Ranges and Gippsland regions. Mal Rowe is a lamb and beef farmer at Bioduck North in the state's Western District.
We question things like this ongoing narrative from the gas industry, which talks about an increasing demand for gas in Victoria and Australia. The answer is no, there's not.
Are you stepping away from the campaign on the agricultural impacts?
Not at all. One informs the other. And whilst our concerns will primarily be for agricultural impact, we ask the question again, why would you establish an industry that could potentially put that agriculture at risk?
Mal Rowe and others have paid $25,000 to have gas demand studied. The research was done by former ExxonMobil and BHP Billiton engineer Tim Forsey, now with the University of Melbourne's Energy Institute. He's presented the results to a state parliamentary committee this morning.
Studies have shown there's no economic reason to hook a new house up to gas, and there's no reason to hook new suburbs up to gas. So that this is new, particularly in Victoria, where gas for years and years was a very economical and plentiful supply of energy. The economics have changed.
This issue doesn't really come down to demand locally for gas, though, does it? It's more about the pros and cons of an energy resource.
You're exactly right. There's a very large picture about energy that is being debated and needs to be studied. Our research is just a delving into one piece of that, which we think is important. Yes, it's only a part of the puzzle, but it's a part that does get skated right past.
The peak body representing the oil and gas industry is the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. The chief operating officer is Paul Fennelly.
Victoria is the largest consumer of gas, both domestically, households, and of course the industrialised sector, the manufacturing sector. So gas is a critically important issue for Victorians.
The industry body disputes the research findings and says demand for gas is going up.
We need to put a downward pressure on gas prices in Victoria. If we don't, we're going to pay the consequences. And this is not alarmist, it's just fact. If we don't have competitive price gas, thousands of jobs in the manufacturing sector could be jeopardised. It's crunch time for Victoria and crunch time for the gas industry in this state.
Victoria is the only Australian state to ban onshore gas exploration. The state government says the ban could be lifted depending on what the committee finds. The committee's report is due by the 1st of December this year.
Tom Nightingale.